Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Undailing. That is a reference to the HBO program, The Undoing.
Program.
Which is something that neither of us have watched. But we fully Purdue. Plan on it.
Soup Anna Purdue. Hosnier loving it.
Yeah. So I hear the wig game is impeccable. Hugh Grant gives a performance to die for.
Yep.
I don't
kick game that, bonkers, wig game bonkers.
I said that like I know that he dies or something, and I don't know anything other
it's
than
not
that
about
he gives a good performance.
Like necromancy? Like about someone coming from the dead?
That's right.
If it isn't, then I don't want to watch anymore. I'm only here for necromancer content.
Let's talk about what is trending. Miles, you are asking the question, sincere question.
Sincerely.
What the hell happened in the NFL?
What's going on? I just saw a thing that was basically being like, I don't know, the whole Ravens team should just be called like the COVIDs, and the Broncos are so fucked up by COVID that they had to put in like a practice squad wide receiver as quarterback.
Yep.
And it's all because they're saying like shit's out of control. The Thanksgiving break, they suspected people were fucking not giving a fuck about anything, getting together, mixed households and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's apparently some video of all the Broncos, the Denver Broncos quarterbacks, like all three of them hanging out without masks. I don't know how the NFL just has like surveillance everywhere. But yeah, I think it's just kind of a microcosm of what's happening to the rest of the country, where like they don't have any strict protocols in place. And it's now hitting a tipping point where the shit that you used to be able to get away with without getting infected just doesn't work anymore.
Right. Cause like if you're playing like the margins or the numbers, it's not a good game to play right now.
Right.
Because it's just sure. When it's maybe 1 in 100 people, you feel like, yeah, fuck it, I can skate by, but it's just becoming too much. Then I'm like, part of me is like, man, God damn, like there were like so many teams have no quarterbacks because of COVID. And part of me is like, man, get Kaepernick. You know what? No, just stay the fuck out of this mess.
Yeah, seriously,
you don't need to get this shit too, because they literally don't give a fuck about these players.
Thought. They really don't.
I had an up and down of like, well, then get him. No, you know what? No, because it's these people are all expendable. That's right. Clear. And that's what sucks is like, it's just revealing how at a certain point or of any kind of organization at the higher end of the, or at the top, people are just seen as expendable rather than like, we need to protect the people who make our industry thrive. It's more like, fuck it, man. If they get it, they get it. These are big motherfuckers. Who cares if they, you know, get dementia from all these people? We don't give a fuck.
We've seen how they treat them when they retire. So, I mean.
Yeah. So it's no surprise. But it's just seems really fucked up because we're dealing with, you know, like, you know, now more than ever. Like, this is the kind of shit that is costing thousands of lives.
Right. The Ravens were supposed to play the Steelers, who are undefeated on Thanksgiving night. That was like the big matchup on Thanksgiving, and that had to be postponed supposedly until tomorrow night. But now, like, those numbers just seem out of control. I don't know what they would what they would do there. Egypt Pie. There's a blast from the past, from the early days of the Daily Zeitgeist. Egypt Pie, the FCC chairman, he is... announced that he will be stepping down. We covered him in the past because he is a plant, like a corporate plant from Verizon, who is coming in to fuck up net neutrality.
Yeah. And he did to a certain extent. I mean, definitely took
made a dent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was not able to deregulate as much as he wanted to, but definitely made some dents here and there. And also gave us a lot of laughs at the same time, we got to admit.
Oh, man, that big Reese's mug.
He's got a big coffee mug that he brought, and that is the one joke that he knows. And it is the highest form of comedy, as they say, prop comedy.
Yeah.
So
it's whatever.
Shout out to him.
What are you going to do? I mean, he was giving away the airwaves for high-speed mobile broadband. It was like an auction. He just did all kinds of non-shit. He was like, it'll be light touch when I'm, you know, regulation, when I'm there. Mm-hmm. He just like... fucking opened the back door and was like, yeah, hurry up, man, before the fucking lights come on.
Right, exactly. It is Cyber Monday. Almost over as you listen to this, but what about those deals, huh?
You can still get them on TeePublic for our merch. Speaking of which, go cop some Zeitgang merch for you and the family. But other than that, I mean, I feel like everybody's trying to get a PS5 today because there was all be like, yo, man, there's gonna be restocks, man. You know, what the fuck's gonna happen?
Yeah. Seems like there's a lot of just refreshing various pages right now going on across the country. Just refresh. And like, laptop seems like it's the other thing that people are going in for.
It's just weird, like how I'm having trouble still figuring out where I am on the linear calendar. Like, you know, tomorrow is December 1st. I keep forgetting that. You could tell me it's going to be June 8th, and I'd be like, yep, cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just something that, like, I've lost all of these things that are that I hang my hat on chronologically to say this, that, and the other. Thanksgiving helped, but, like, I've just been having to play, like, Christmas music nonstop since Thursday to try and be like, hey, remember? Because normally you have, like, you drive around, and you'd be like, oh, they're putting up the, you know, Shabbat telethon, like signs and like the tinsel's going up on Wilshire and all this other shit. I'm not really seeing that shit. So I'm looking, I'm like, okay, got it. I'm going to turn up a fucking gingerbread house candle in my room and start putting fucking like holly wreaths everywhere and play Christmas music. But yeah, that's why like Cyber Monday, I was like, I forgot about Black Friday. And then half the time I was getting all like cynical. I'm like, isn't it the same thing? Like, what's the point? Like, if it's Monday and seven, nobody's going anywhere. That's the only reason you have Cyber Monday, because Black Friday is
cyber, because it's the future, man. We're in the future. I totally agree. Especially, I mean, in Los Angeles, like time is especially a flat circle. It's like difficult to differentiate because we don't really have the seasons.
Absolutely. We have no seasons.
No seasons, and now we're indoors completely, so it's extra. Like, we don't even put on coats to go outside.
Right.
So, it's really hard for us. Pity us. Feel bad for us.
I do. Honestly, I love a jacket. You know, I love to wear a jacket. Can't do it still. I mean, I'll force it in 70-degree weather and just be sweating. In line in front of like a taco truck or something like that. But dude, that's the game we're all playing here. And the thing that fucks me up is the leaves don't really turn like right away.
Right.
Because you go to other places like fucking New York, fucking all these other places, they got fall. You know,
foliage is aflame.
It's just telling you, shit's just, I don't know. Like, I saw one leaf, I'm like, oh, that's right. And like, we have like fall for 13 seconds, winter for 15 seconds, and then just like clear and high 70s. What kind of hell do we live in?
Having a Thanksgiving outside at my aunt's house was actually really nice. And
so
there were falling
mild,
leaves,
sure.
And yeah, it was nice and chilly. Everybody had coats on. Yeah, I wore a sweater. You know I wore a sweater, man.
And a coat?
And a jacket. Jean jacket
you
on
greedy
top of a
motherfucker.
Sweater.
Yeah. Look at you. God damn.
Just layering up like I'm Steve Bannon.
Right.
Moderna is trending because their stock prices are through the roof.
Oh man.
We should change the background to market sounds. People like
just yelling. A ticker going on.
Yeah.
They got the new, it seems like that's as the, you know, we're in the vaccine wars and seeing who's got the fire vaccine.
Who's got the good.
Oh, you want Pfizer? I mean, yeah, they got 95% efficacy, but oh, you got a fucking minus 94 fucking freezer? I don't think so, bro. Let me put you on my other shit over here in my other trench coat pocket. I got the Moderna vaccine, okay? High efficacy, not as high as the Pfizer joint, but don't let me finish. Let me finish. Easier to store this shit than that Pfizer shit. And I think that's what's putting it at an advantage at the moment is that it's easier to store while maybe not as high of an efficacy rate as the Pfizer one. It seems like the easiest one to transport and get to people as quickly as possible. Right. So I think that's caused a bit of a uptick in rich people racing, or it was what I like to call the stock market.
Yeah, yeah. And they do a bunch of research, and this is the one that seems like it's going up the most. So this is the one that probably has the best data supporting it at this point, would be my guess.
Although the timelines seem weird, that I've on a few family calls, I was like, "Are y'all serious about how quickly you think this vaccine's coming together?"
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah, man. Then by the beginning of the year, man, like, thank God, I was sort of like, okay, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people on this earth.
Legitimately,
if you're super rich, you could get that shit, but.
That exact conversation happened at Thanksgiving because we were all like, yeah, it'll be super quick. And then the two doctors who were at Thanksgiving dinner were both like, well, one is pre-med and one is a doctor. We're just like
laughing at y'all.
Yeah, I would say more like towards the end of 2021. We were all very sad after
They're
that.
They're like, shut the fuck up, liar.
Liar.
Dr. Fauci said it's almost done. Even Fauci was like, I wouldn't. He was even like on some interview I saw him. He was even being like, not so quick, y'all. Like, yeah, it might get approved, but don't think that approval means you're running down the streets maskless, holding hands with people you never met quite yet.
Right.
So, yeah, I think at the very least, it's a good just light at the end of the tunnel, because before we're going through riding through all darkness. And now we're like, OK, there's viable vaccines that seem affordable, can be transported relatively safely, stored, and now we can begin to see that. But fuck, I mean, at the very least, let's get a fucking stimulus going, huh?
Yeah.
How about that too? Because as much as we focus on the vaccines and shit and the stock market, like, oh fuck yeah, completely ignoring how consumer capitalism works in this country. And if people don't have money, they're not gonna buy your dumb shit to keep all the gears moving. So more than anything, I would love for a trend to be about how they've been like, yo, fucking wild stimmy coming your way.
Yeah.
But that's Americans.
Miles, we've moved on from that storyline.
I mean, goddamn.
On to the vaccine storyline.
If corporations are people and they give corporations all these breaks and shit.
Yeah.
By that logic, treat people like these corporations too. Fuck.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like that's how it works in this modern era.
It's just mind-numbing, the amount of concessions that are given to these corporations, and not even just like understanding the fundamentals of how this economy is functioning. To be like, I mean, you got to give the people that spend money, because if we're keeping them, I don't know. It's I think all people are kind of dealing with this frustration on so many levels, and I just, when you start hearing about people still getting evicted despite the moratorium on evictions, it's just doubly frustrating and infuriating that we just live in this, I don't know, fucking greedy fuck nightmare of a country.
Yeah. I oscillate between asking people not to treat human beings like property and then asking the government to treat human beings like corporations. Like those are my two wishes for this country.
Or like property somehow, because even with like the uprisings, people are like, but the property, the physical property. It's like, what about the fucking people? Fine. God damn it. Then we are now property and corporations. Now will you fucking give us dignity? Yo, absolutely. Like, could you imagine? Is that easy? Like, why didn't you say something before? You're a corporation? Well, step on in.
Finally, Monolith is back in the news. The Monolith. We talked on last week's episode how a monolith that looks like, you know, the monolith from 2001 showed up in the middle of nowhere in a Utah desert. Apparently, that shit disappeared while nobody was looking. I feel like one of the bad guys in a conference room in the Bourne trilogy where I'm like, how the fuck did we lose him? How do we lose him? Wait, does anybody have eyes on Bourne?
Monolith.
Eyes on Monolith, man. Where are the eyes on Monolith? I don't, like,
go look at where the
monolith
was. Once
you find a monolith in the middle of the desert, like, what?
Yeah, put that shit on live stream.
Seriously.
Well, what happened? Is it like the monorail episode where like, well, Utah got a monolith, well, then, you know, Romania got a monolith too.
Yeah, so now Romania is trending because a monolith showed up there. Just on the hill, on a hill somewhere. It doesn't seem like it was like particularly, you know, I think my theory at this point, and a lot of people's theory, is that it's like some work of art that I guess the only other option would be like some alien warning. So not that big of a stretch.
We let y'all know. We put the monoliths down. You knew what time it was, alien.
It does seem somewhat randomly placed because there's like you can see like it's kind of a pretty view where the current monolith is in Romania. But then there's a bunch of telephone wires like behind it. It's like underneath a bunch of telephone wires. So it's not like the aesthetic choice would be what you would be going for if this were a piece of art. So,
I mean, this is becoming a bit of an art critique podcast, as we've seen with our scathing art review of Christian art. so now we're giving tips to the alien artists who are dropping these monoliths, or humans. I mean, I feel like you would just look at where the old monolith was in Utah, and you could begin to discern how it was put there, what was holding it. Like, are they going back into like, yo, there's no hole. It's like the shit wasn't even there. You know, I feel like do some research, be like, okay, right. So they dug a hole, poured concrete, got the monolith in, and that's how they secured it, then put some dirt over it, whatever.
I feel like the people who found it, who they had like video of discovering it, were somehow in on it.
Bring them in.
Like, why
Bring
were they in. Dressed like the dudes who roll in at the end of E.T.? Like, they all looked like they were an astronaut, like hazmat suits. Just felt like it's all contributing to this general aesthetic. And so keep your eyes out, guys. Keep your eyes open for a monolith near you.
Stay woke, for real.
And please, please keep a camera on this Romanian monolith. I don't want any more of this Bourne shit where they're just like, we lost him. We lost him.
Yeah, it's just like whoever's in charge of monolith tracking, please send me their at or whatever, because I have a lot of time for this person. I would be like, how could you? We had the monolith right there.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this Monday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.